When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Hey folks, Dan Ferro here with your opening bell for June 6th, 2025. Let's go over to the headlines that we're seeing right now. The Dow Jones is up over 500 points. Now S&P, all the indices are up over 1% or 2%. VIX is plummeting. What's going on? Bond rates are dropping. What is the headlines? Right through here. We had a jobs report that just got posted. Let's get over to Rick Santelli to give us this breaking news. Then when he's done, I'm going to show you all the market's reactions to this. So far, our stocks looking good. Rates, not looking so good, but there's some major revisions on the unemployment numbers I want you to see. So when Rick's done, I want to come back and show you the market reactions to this and give my predictions on where mortgage rates are going today. Let's get over to Rick. Take it away, buddy.
Absolutely. Now, ADP doesn't necessarily correlate highly, but it's something to pay attention to.
Okay, did you hear that? He said, if you listen closely, he started talking about the ADP payroll numbers. I don't like them either because they're never on target, but it doesn't seem like the federal government's numbers are on target either. Let's go back and listen to that one more time. It's kind of a sneak peek on this. So, and then he's going to give us the rest of the data. Hold on a second.
Absolutely. Now, ADP doesn't necessarily correlate highly, but it's something to pay attention to. 139,000 jobs created on non-farm payrolls for the month of May, a smidge higher than we were expecting. And in the rearview mirror, well, there are some revisions. We lose 95,000 over the last 2 months.
We lost, the revisions were 90,000 over the last 2 months. I don't know if he makes a comment about this, but somebody made a comment. I was watching some interviews earlier about all this information, and they're like, how do they come up so far? How do they miss these estimates? Because a lot of investors, bond traders, mortgage rates, everything is tied to a lot of these markets, and they miss it this bad? Okay, so maybe there's another way that they should calculate these things, but let's go back over and let's see the numbers.
All right, let's proceed now.
Let's go back to it.
In the rearview mirror, well, there are some revisions. We lose 95,000 over the last 2 months. All right, let's proceed now with the unemployment rate, which remains at 4.2%. If we look at the earnings from a month over month perspective, it comes in up four tenths, much better than expected.
The good news about that is the earnings. That means people are making more money. Might not feel like it because your dollar doesn't go as far as it did, you know, 2-3 weeks ago, but it is earnings power is going up, and then you're going to get more good news in here, and that's why the market's rallying. This is why the bond market's kind of taking it on the chin right now as well, but let's go back to it. Sorry for the interruption.
Looking for up 3/10 in the rearview mirror, at least up to this point, I don't see revisions up 4/10. That would equal January of this year, which was the best read to find a higher read. You're back in August of last year. Now, let's look at average hourly earnings on a year-over-year basis. Hotter than expected, 3.9. That's a couple of tenths better we're looking for. 1/10 higher than the 3.8 in the rearview mirror. That equals the first 2 months of the year, which were the highest. To find a higher number, you're going to decent last year when it was 4%. Average weekly hours worked. And we want to always pay close attention to this. 34.3 is wild. It's the rearview mirror. It's the windshield. It's what we arrived at this time around this month. And that means we have 3 34.3s in a row, which is building. It was 34.1 and 34.2 in Jan and Feb, respectively.
So I want to break that down for you because a lot of analysts right now are focused in on how much people are making per hour and how many hours a week they're working as well. So this was saying wages are up and also hours worked per week is up. They're slightly, but this is also saying it's putting more money in the pockets of people. And that's why you might see the bond market kind of, you know, reversing off of this, because it's not good news for Fed cuts. And that's what we're worried about right now, or we're hoping for at some point.
Labor force participation rate, always a welcoming event. We want to bring more people in. It comes in at 62.4. This is a miss. This is the first real miss. That's a couple tenths light, both in the rearview mirror and against expectations. It equals the lightest read of the year, which was in February, to find a lower number. You're going all the way back to the last month of 2022. And finally, drumroll, please, we're going to look at what I call U6, the underemployment rate, because the actual employment rate I already gave you at 4.2 is considered the U3. So U6 comes in at 7.8. That means that we have back-to-back 7.8s. The lowest read was 7.5. That was January of this year. Interest rates are moving up. Listen, 139,000 isn't off the charts strong, but it's stronger than the market was looking for. And even though you can say that we're losing a bit of steam on job creation, what you can say is that you cannot say that it's happening quickly. And you cannot say it isn't accompanied by a mixed bag of other economic fundamentals. Some point to slower glide path, some point to better glide path. Interest rates on the week, and this is important, a two-year close to 390 last week, so we're basically up close to 6 basis points. A 10-year close to 441 last week. It's basically up 2 basis points. Pre-opening equities, they like this number. Back to you.
So that's what we see in the headlines right now. So that's what's causing these things over here. So it's great news for the economy, the jobs market, wage growth, wage hours. But the problem is now the Federal Reserve is probably going to say, well, the economy is okay, because here's what we look at. The economy looks at these things right through here. And here's the numbers that we're going to go over. Economy at a glance. This is the federal funds rate. This is the rate that the Federal Reserve controls and sets. Okay, we'll go over that in a second. But here's what they're looking at. The Federal Reserve was created for two reasons. One, for price stability, aka inflation, and the other was to keep the jobs market at full employment, and that is the unemployment rate. So if you see the PCE, it's coming down. The Fed wants this at 2, we're at 2.1, and it's been ticking down every month basically this year. So that's what we're seeing there. The unemployment rate staying sticky at 4.2, so a lot of analysts said this is going to spike to 5%. You also heard an ADP's report on Wednesday. And then Rick just said it as well. This isn't like a nuclear bomb on the jobs numbers. The jobs numbers aren't that bad. We're trying to figure out what they really are, because ADP's numbers was terrible. But even when they came out and said, you know, the nice thing about this is it's not a huge, you know, plummet in the jobs market. You guys might feel a little different, but these are what the numbers are showing us behind the scenes. So let's get the market, the reactions to this. The bond market isn't liking this. It's giving back basically all the gains that we got yesterday. Here's a 2-day chart. A 5-day chart. Here's what we're looking at. So it's been a crash from here. So we're back to basically where we were on Monday, where things are going to go from here. This looks catastrophic. But these numbers, let's go back to here. So the numbers aren't as bad as those pre-charts look like. Okay, so that's what we got. So I want to go over through here. Here's two of the big things that he spoke about. Average hour earnings, they are up. But here's the changes or the adjustments in the jobs numbers. You had 65,000 reduction in March, and then you had a big change in April as well. So there's 90,000 jobs that came out of this equation. But also on the jobs report that we got today, most of it was in hospitals and recreation and leisure, but the majority of them was in hospitals. So there was about 100 of the 140,000 numbers that were in there. So that's what those numbers really look like and break down. Here's what the economic calendar looks like if you want to break these down just cell by cell. Let's review them just to see where we were, where we are. And I'll get you my expectations of where we're going from here. So the average hour earnings, like he said, was basically right on par. Average hour earnings was up from 0.2 to 0.4. That's fantastic. The payroll numbers was expected at 126, came in at 139. But with revisions, the market, I would think the market would just stagnate from here. The rest of these numbers are right in on point. So I really didn't think there would be huge market reactions. I just thought, okay, this is a hefty number on jobs. But when you strip out those jobs that we lost, you know, it might be a net neutral. So is it as rosy as things think? Look, I don't know there. So let's get over to recap all this stuff. So mortgage rates right now today, May, they're going to go up, folks. And the reason why is we had a good employment numbers that's shooting up the stock markets to levels that, you know, the S&P, where's the S&P? It's over 6,005. That I was checking that chart for 6,000. Now let's see over what oil's doing with this, because you know how I like to watch oil. Oil's up. It's at 64.50. I don't want this hitting 65. I want to stay it below there. That'll help the inflation numbers. Go to cryptocurrencies. How's it? Holy shnikes. Bitcoin's up 2,000, but at 104. It must have got tanked yesterday on those. So that's what we're seeing across the market. My short-term, mid-term, and long-term goals on this thing, or predictions? Well, I don't think we're going to be sticky between 6.8 and 7 short-term. It's going to be on the day that you look at this. So we monitor rates for you every day, and I did a video yesterday showing you guys behind the scenes how we actually check rates out for you. It's a live event. Check that out. I'll try to put that video right up through here. So here's where you're going through across the board. You're also going to start seeing more and more about adjustable rates. So what I want you to understand is these aren't the shitty loans that they used to be. These were catastrophic loans in the past, because most of them were subprime loans. And we talked about in the past that really crashed the market. Well, back in 2000, I think it was 10, the Dodd-Frank bill basically revoked all those subprime lenders, and you can't do those loans anymore. So the adjustable rate mortgages now of today's world, they're pretty stable, and they're nothing like the crappy loans of old. So if you're looking at adjustable rate mortgages, it might even be a good time, as long as the spread's there, because we know in the environment we have now, and I've been saying this for 2 years, rates are going to come down. Where we were a year and a half ago, rates were at 8. So they have come down, and we expect them to come down even more. So an adjustable rate mortgage might not be a bad choice for you. So when you call in and we review your numbers, we might even quote you an adjustable rate just to give you that option when you're looking at mortgage rates and payments. So that's our report for today. My name is Dan Frio. I do this report twice a day. Who am I and what do I do? I'm actually a federally licensed mortgage loan officer. I work at a federal bank. That's what I do. But the cool thing about our bank is we're set up with 32 other lenders. Okay, why? Well, that's what you're looking for, right? When you're out there, you're looking for some assistance to buy a house or refinance. You're like, okay, I got to get 3 or 4 quotes, compare the differences, and do that. Well, let us do it for you. So what we do is, when you apply here, we're going to do is we're going to search our database of, we have 33 total lenders. We're going to look at all those programs. And I did a video yesterday right through here. I'll put it. It was a live event. I showed you behind the scenes how we do all this. So check that out. And it's intriguing how we do it. So if you're trying to get multiple quotes, we have a slogan, one application, one credit pool, we can get your quotes up to 30 different lenders, and that's how we do it. So the federal bank I work at, we're also not only a federal bank, we're a large mortgage broker. So check it out. So we can serve all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico, and you can find out more at therateupdate.com. So that's my report for this morning. Mortgage rates are going to go up a little bit, but if you have some money in the stock market, you're doing pretty darn well today, folks. So I'll be back today at the closing bell to let you guys know how this mess ends for the day. Thanks for watching. Take care. God bless.